ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराज चो भयादतः गावो हजज्ञिरे तस्मा इट्स अ न्यू थिंग आई थिंक नो द न्यू थिंग दिस ओके विल डू इट विल प्रैक्टिस फ्रॉम द फिफ्थ लेटर The next chapter needs a big introduction. And that introduction will give you a lot of understanding about the entire Upanishad. The next section talks about the karma. Discusses about karma. Before going to the topic, we have to remember lots of things now. Goal in life, or goal of life. Which creature in this universe has a goal of life? Goal to be accomplished, or to be attained. Only human being. So human beings alone have something called goal in this life. Something called goal, end to accomplish. Why human beings alone have goal to be accomplished, not other creatures? Because of the uniqueness of human being. What is that which makes a human being unique? Two things I've been telling you in every class. Self-consciousness, the knowledge that I am. See, no other being has this knowledge, I am. In fact, I don't need to say I am also, just am. The knowledge am. I am. And which is said to be half knowledge. And this knowledge becomes complete and total when the human being understands what I am. Or who I am. Knowledge becomes the incomplete half knowledge becomes total knowledge when a human being understands what I am, who or who I am. Other animals being deprived of this knowledge, they are not qualified to know what I am or who I am. Because they don't even know, they don't even have this knowledge that I am. So it's very important for the knowledge to become complete, for one to be blessed with half knowledge, isn't it? That is why we say all animals remain steeped in total ignorance, except human being. That means what? They remain steeped in ignorance means they have the bliss of total ignorance. There is no knowledge that I am. There is no possibility of knowing what I am. Therefore, they will die. Born with ignorance, live with ignorance, die in ignorance. But that's why they are free from complexes and they are free from problems. Therefore, there is no such thing called a goal to be accomplished for an animal. There are no complexes. There are no emotional problems also for an animal. And second thing, the second important thing which makes a human being very unique is his faculty of choice, the free will. Kartum va, akartum va, annyatha va kartum shakyam. Understand? It is to do something or not to do something or to do something differently is possible on the part of a human being. This faculty of choice, the free will. Therefore, he can always choose to do things. That is why he can choose to pursue what he wants. This, because of this uniqueness of human being, that he is self-conscious, he is blessed with this free will, and he also has knowledge of values. He has knowledge of right and wrong based on what he expects from others in terms of behavior. he has this. And human beings has something called goals like artha, kama and dharma and mokshaha. And even though Shastram talks about four ends, really speaking, the end is one. The end is only one. The goal is only one, that is mokshaha. Mokshaha is the goal actually. Others are not goals actually speaking. Others are only means to accomplish the means one needs to have to live this life to accomplish this goal. What is the goal of life? Really speaking, all other are really not goals. The only goal of human life is to discover this fullness or happiness which is already there. That is the goal of human life. Because this we have done in our class when we analyzed all the purusharthas. Now purushena purushartha. In fact, the word free will, we can say goal of life also is purushartha, and free will also is known by the word purushartha. Because only human being has this. Purushartha, the word, mean two words. Free will also is sometimes known by the word purushartha. The ultimate human goal also is known by the word purushartha. And we say paramaha purushartha means it is mokshaha only. The ultimate, choiceless human goal is mokshaha. And mokshaha implies, direct meaning of the word mokshaha is freedom. But the implied meaning of the word mokshaha is happiness or fullness. Because freedom from unhappiness, unwanted, is equal to what? Unwanted happens to be unhappiness. Freedom from unhappiness implies happiness. And this is where the Shastram says, happiness, when you say, I am, if you discover who I am, that who I am, what I am, the meaning of what I am, if you say, is equal to happiness only, fullness only. Happiness and the self are not two different things. Look at this. Happiness and the self are not two different things. Like what? Like sun and light are not two different things. Fire and heat are not two different things. Very intrinsic, inseparable nature, swabhava. Understand now? Swabhava. Therefore, here we say, the happiness is what now? The very swarupam of the self. Swarupam of the self means whatever is to be understood, discovered as the meaning of the word I, as what I am, is equal to what the self is say. The swarupam of the self is what? In fact, happiness, fullness. That is why here we say the two types of, Vishaya Anandaha and we say Atmanandaha. Vishaya Anandaha, Atmanandaha. Vishaya Anandaha, when you say pleasure, is called Vishaya Anandaha. Atmanandaha is what? Happiness. What is the difference between pleasure and happiness? Pleasure is fraction and happiness is fullness. Fraction of fullness, fraction of fullness is pleasure. Understand? Total full happiness is what? The fullness is in fact happiness. There's a difference. Okay? Atmanandaha and Vishyanandaha. And if you say, what about this Vishyanandaha? Vishyanandaha means the pleasure, the fraction of fullness, the pleasure which is derived through the enjoyment of given objects. Derived. Derived means what? That is dependent on the external objects. Or things, or situations, or people. It's called Vishayanandaha. Purulhul moolam erpaduhinra inbam. Okay, Vishayanandaha, when you say, the object, the pleasure is derived through, not derived from, derived through, okay, different external situations or objects or people is Vishyanandaha. Therefore, this pleasure is always dependent on what? Objects. Objects or situations or people. Vishyanandaha is derived through the pleasure, is always derived through external things or situations or objects or people. Therefore, it is dependent on situations and things. And when every object happens to be time-bound, this pleasure also is what now? Incidental. Any pleasure is incidental. Pleasure is incidental. Understand now? So, pleasure is incidental. What about the fullness? Fullness is not derived from any external situation or sources. Fullness is, Atmanandaha is the natural one's own. Therefore, we say here, it is Swabhavikaha or Swarupa, okay? Swabhavika Anandaha, or I can say Swarupa Anandaha, that is natural, indigenous. So natural, indigenous is what? Atmanandaha. Incidental, dependent is what? Borrowed is what? Vishyanandaha. You should remember this too. And because it is this Vishyanandaha, look at this, the pleasure, I am saying Vishyanandaha is a pleasure. We talk about happiness and pleasure here. And pleasure happens to be incidental. Because it is borrowed, because it is derived through other objects, not from, derived through other external situations or objects, it is impermanent, anityaha, because definitely it is not permanent. It will go. Pleasure is subject to time, therefore it is anityaha. Anitya. Pleasure is time bound. Anityaha. Whereas this Atmanandaha, when you say happiness, fraction is time bound, fullness is, understand now, nityaha. Nityaha, because it is not borrowed, it is not derived through other sources or other external objects. It is natural, one's own swarupam. Because swabhavikaha, when you say swabhavikaha or swarupanandaha, this happiness is what? We say nityaha, permanent. Nityaha. Understand? Eternal. Eternal. Fullness is eternal, fraction is time-bound. Fraction is what? Fraction is really incidental, and this is indigenous, natural. And here, it is subject to get lost because it is always derived anityaha. It's fleeting, okay? And we say it's also what now? It is subject, it is also, when it goes, definitely always, it is, in gaining. To gain this pleasure, you had to work hard. To preserve this pleasure also, you had to work hard. And when you lose it also, you'd be, it causes pain. So, arjane, rakshane, okay, nashe, dukkam, janayati. Okay, Vishyanandaha, the pleasure involves pain in gaining it, in preserving it, in losing it to become what? It causes more pain also. Understand now? So there's pain, all the way it is pain, painful. Look at this, pleasure is pain-causing. Can you believe it? Pleasure is pain-causing. Because to have pleasure, you have to work hard. To retain it, preserve it, you have to go through a lot of suffering. Understand now? Okay, look at this, it's not that easy to retain it, Always be very careful. And then, once you lose it, my God, it's more painful. Understand? Therefore, arjane dukkham janayati, rakshane api dukkham janayati, nashe api what? Dukkham janayati. So, pleasure involves pain in acquiring, in retaining, in preserving, in losing. Therefore, it always what? Dukkha mishrita na anandaha. Dukkha mishritam. Pleasure is always what? Pain mixed. Understand now? There's no such kind of thing as pain-free pleasure. Pleasure is always mixed with what? Pain. Why? Explanation, you have to see the explanation. Why it is pain mixed. Understand? Whereas, Atmanandaha, it doesn't involve any, there's no pain here. Understand now? Because you don't need to, it's not something gained. See, the happiness or fullness is not something which is attained at all. When it's Swarupanandaha, Swarupanandaha, therefore it is Nitya Anandaha. Okay? And then we say here what? You don't attain it. Therefore it's already there. What is already there? What is natural and what is already there? What is eternal need not be attained, cannot be attained. Understand? Therefore doesn't involve any pain. You don't need to work hard to attain it. Because you don't need to attain it. It's already there. And because it is natural, you can never lose it. Abba, there's no fear of losing it. See, you have to remember this, difference between pleasure and happiness. You don't lose it. You cannot lose it. How can you lose yourself? If you say, I have lost myself, I lost my happiness, means what? It's like saying, I have lost myself. Suppose if you ask the question, am I here? If it's as good as that question, okay? If you say there's no, one Upanishad says, if you say there's no Bhagavan, there's no reality, it's like saying, I'm not there. If you say there's no Bhagavan, there's no truth, then it's like saying what? I am not there. Understand? Therefore, if you say you are, if you say I am, then you are saying Bhagavan is. Understand? That is why here. So this does not, you don't need to attain it. Therefore, there's no pain in attain. Doesn't involve any pain. Understand? It's natural. Don't need to attain it. You cannot attain it, in fact. And second thing, it is also what? You will never lose it. There's no fear of losing it because it's the very Swarupam. The Swarupam cannot be lost. Can sun ever lose the light? Can sun ever lose the heat? Can sun ever lose the brilliance? Hey, it's very Swarupam, intrinsic, isn't it? Therefore, there's no question of losing it. And the second thing, therefore, there's never a pain. Understand now? That is why we can say it is Kevala Anandaha. It's a pure happiness. No, Dukkha Amishrita, we can say. Pain unmixed, pure, unadulterated. Understand now? Unadulterated, pure Anandaha. Happiness is Atmanandaha. Whereas this is what? Adulterated. Understand? Pleasure is adulterated. Whereas Atmanandaha is what? Pure, unadulterated, happiness, Anandaha. This is what is Vishyanandaha and this is Atmanandaha. Therefore, we say, Shastram says, this Atmanandaha is already there. If the Swarupam is Atmanandaha, this eternal, natural, everlasting, okay, Nitya, this Kevala Ananda, pure happiness is the Swarupam of the Self, then why do we become unhappy? Why do we become unhappy? If it is, that is the Swarupam, why should there be such a thing called unhappiness at all then? No? The simple thing is, it is not known. It is not known. We should be flowing all the time. There must be flow of happiness. There's no flow of happiness. Why? If the already happiness is there, there must be flow of happiness. This means Ananda must be flowing to always. It is not somewhere, it is blocked. Now one of the Swamis used to say, it's like having, you have a big tank above and the tank is full of water, but what happens is that water is blocked somewhere. The pipe, the pipe has some blocking and something is blocking the pipe. That means you have to see that pipe has to be, what is that really blocks that pipe, blocks the water from flowing? like that, Atmanandaha, happiness is the very swarupam. That means, what is it really which prevents one from enjoying this? Here also, our Shastram says, there are pratibandhas. Understand now? There are obstacles. Obstacles which really you have anandaha, and something is like some, just as water in a big reservoir, you know, is not able to flow because of something blocking the tap, isn't it? Something blocking the tap. Similarly, here also what something is the Atmananda, happiness is very swarupam, but something is blocking us, blocking that anandaha from flowing, that fullness, happiness to be there. So pratibandaha, so that we can say, that which blocks this happiness from flowing, it means what? What is that really which prevents one from having, enjoying, you know, this happiness is, it's called pratibandaha, bandha. You know, bandha, you know that? Bandha, pratibandaha. Come, it wants to come. It is pratibandaha, it obstructs, okay? Obstruction. Obstacle or obstruction is called what? Hindrance, impediment is called what? We can say obstacle, obstruction, that which obstructs is called pratibandaha. Pratibandaha. And what are all the pratibandhas we have? Now, we say here, they're threefold. Three things are removed, three blockages, okay, removed, then you nobody can stop you from being, enjoying your own natural swarupam. Just to be yourself, just to be yourself, understand? And to enjoy the fullness, your own swarupam. And not to be, not to know what unhappiness at all, not, no? In fact, all that you need to use, you have to remove these threefold pratibandhas. What are they? We say in Sanskritam, number one, malam. Malam. I'm repeating it today all the way, just to give you an idea. Malam. Vikshepaha, number two. Number three, avaranam. Malam, vikshepaha, avaranam. What is malam? We say malam is equal to impurities of the mind. Mental impurities. Mana aluk. Okay, mental impurities. Malam. First, there is a gross block. Okay, the gross pratibandha, gross obstruction is what now? Malam. Mental impurities. If mental impurities are removed, okay, one block is removed, then it can flow. But even then, we have subtle block, another block, okay, that is called vikshepaha. What is vikshepaha? Vikshepaha means mental agitation, restlessness, stress, mental strain. Mental restlessness, agitation, stress, strain, turbulence. Understand? This is what is mind cannot, attention cannot be in one place for a length of time. That is why from childhood onwards we've been trained to be in one class for 40 minutes. Okay, not more than that. Half an hour. Half, fifth, for a kindergarten child, 15 minutes, crayons. And next 15 minutes, colorful beads. Only 15 minutes, not more than that. If you leave the chair, 16 minutes, child will start running around. It can't sit with anything. 15 minutes, half, 45 minutes, go to the playground, jump and, you know, play. Because you need to be, that is the nature of the mind. So, vikshepaha, mental stress, strain, agitation, restlessness, called vikshepaha. This is a big, understand now, pratibandha, subtle pratibandha. So, it's the next thing. So, these two pratibandhas, and we have a third pratibandha, avaranam. Avaranam means what? Cover. Very word avaranam tells you cover. Avaranam, not abharanam, okay? Abharanam means what? That which embellishes, ornament, is abharanam. Avaranam. Vrunoti means chooses. Avrunoti means covers. You know, look at this. Avrunoti. Swamini avrunoti. Pustakam avrunoti. Vastrena avrunoti. Understand? Avrunoti means covers. Avaranam, covering or cover. Cover. So, these three cover. What is that cover? What do you mean by cover here? A avaranam. What is it which covers this happiness? Here, ignorance. Ajnanam is avaranam. What is the cover? Cover itself is one obstacle, pratibandha here. Ignorance. Ignorance of what my swarupam is. Ignorance of what happiness is. What fullness is. Ignorance of what happiness is, what fullness is, becomes what? Ignorance covers. Is the cover. So happiness is covered by ignorance now, veiled by ignorance. Isn't it? Therefore, it has to be what now? You have to uncover, okay? You have to discover. You have to discover. So this ajnanam cover is, understand now, is really veiling. Veiling what happens. This is a third obstacle. It's the finest, okay, very, very subtle, much subtlest obstacle. Subtlest pratibandha. Is it? Three, four pratibandhas. And you have to really remove the gross pratibandha, subtle pratibandha, to remove the much subtler pratibandha. You cannot directly go and remove the subtlest pratibandha. First you have to remove what? These two pratibha obstacles. Isn't it? One is three pratibandhas are removed and now happiness will be what? Happiness is just, you can never lose it. You always, it will be there. Be flowing. As it were, okay? Happiness doesn't flow. I mean, I'm just saying. It will be happiness. Nothing can stop the flow of ananda. Like when the block from the tap is removed, the flow of water can be stopped. Isn't it? Similarly, here ananda also, fullness also, will be there forever. Three pratibandhas are removed. Now we'll go back to malam. See, for the removal of the malam, malam has to be removed. Mental impurities. See, what are all the mental impurities? What do we mean by actually the mental impurities? We talk about so many impurities are there. So many mental impurities are there. But mainly Shastram, you know, talks about this Kamaha and Krodaha. In fact, not even Kamaha and Krodaha, Ragadveshaha. Ragaha and Dveshaha are the main impurities of the mind. Attachment and aversion are the main shastra. There are many mental impurities, many things which really make the mind impure, and of all of them, what are the main two things which result in all other impurities, which really cause the other impurities? Main thing, ragaha and dveshaha, viruppu, veruppu. Listen now, attachment and aversion. And also we can add what? Kamaha and krodaha. We really speaking, attachment and this aversion, ragaha and dveshaha alone really give rise to all other impurities. Suppose jealousy, hatred, a lot of other things, no? Anything. Therefore, this malam also results in what? For vikshepa also sometimes caused by malam. Therefore, malam is there. These impurities, and we cannot undo them by ourselves, because we are not creating attachment, we are not creating aversion. There's two states of mind which are naturally there. Look at this. Attachment for something or aversion towards something which is naturally there. It's like head is there, headache comes. My God, what can we do? We are creating headache purposely. Okay, we do some wrong things. We do some things, we don't know what to eat, what not to eat, and somehow we eat something and something is disturbed and we have headache. Or stomachache, like that. We don't know. We are so innocent here. Like that, ragaha and dveshaha are also naturally there, and shastra don't worry about all other impurities. If ragaha and dveshaha are taken care of, all other impurities in the kama, krodha, lobha, no, all of them will be taken care of. Because these two alone give rise to all other impurities. So, shastram kant raga dveshav. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse. No? Raga dveshav vyavasthitav. Ragaha and dveshaha are there. Tau hi asya paripanthinav. Paripanthi means what? Paripanthi means what? In fact, they only obstruct. Obstruct you from being what you are, from your own happiness. Asya paripanthi. Ragadveshav are the obstacles. They are there. Therefore, tayoho vasham na agachet. May one not go near this agadvesha. That is it. Tayoho vasham na agachet. May you not become a slave of aversion and attachment. Tayoho vasham na agachet. Why? Tauhi asya paripanthino. Because they'll obstruct you. Won't they become your master? No? That's all. And they will be enslaved forever, good, and you will always be unhappy and worried and then agitated. Therefore, this raga dveshav are there. And to get rid of raga dveshav, the only way is to live a life of karma yoga. Only by living a life of karma yoga, one can remove this obstacle called malam in the form of ragaha and dveshaha. There is no way of getting rid of raga dvesha without living a life of karma kand, karma yogaha. Amazing, isn't it? To live a life of karma yoga, to understand what is karma, what is karma yoga, understand how one can live a life of karma yoga. In fact, karma kandaha of the Veda prescribes life of karma yoga in order to ward off the obstacle in the form of malam. connect it now? Karma Kanda of the Veda has been connected now. And next, the Vikshepaha. This mental agitation or the restlessness, now, or the, now the stress of the mind, how to ward off, remove this obstacle, Pratibandha, for which we have what? The only way is to practice upasanam, meditation. Upasanam is meditation actually. Meditation, upasanam, will help one to get rid of this vikshepaha. Upasanam can help you remove the block or obstacle or obstruction called vikshepaha. You cannot do anything more than that. Okay? Therefore, and here, in what I have to tell you in this context, upasanam actually purely a mental activity. Mental activity. So, karma yoga, when you say physical, oral, mental, all that you do, physically, orally, mentally, everything must be done with proper attitude, which is karma. I'm going to explain karma yoga here. I'm just telling you what three pratibandhas and how to remove them. How? So that's why karma kanda is for, karma kanda prescribes karma yoga. And next part of the Vedaha is what? Second part of the Vedaha is Upasana Kandaha. And Upasana Kandaha prescribes Upasanam meditation. Isn't it? Now, we have to understand these days, even though Upasanam mainly means mental activity, meditation, when you really do some karma, when you do puja, etc. No? Just in puja, whether even it is a physical activity, even if it is a oral activity, when you are not doing anything else, just in puja also, even though in puja it involves physical and oral activity, still it is as good as meditation. Why? Because your focus is only on Bhagavan. Therefore, the puja alone, not other karmas, the puja alone, even though the performance of worship, even though it involves physical and oral activities, still it is said to be what? Upasanam. Is it clear now? Because when you do it with focus, attention, and it becomes meditation. Therefore, meditation is for what? That's what japaha. I tell you, physically whatever you do, physical activity, the puja which involves physical activity or chanting of mantras and singing of bhajans, etc., oral activity, and all these things we say actually upasanam. In fact, upasanam literally means meditation, and if the karma is in only puja where only Bhagavan is the focus, an object of your focus, then it's also as good as upasanam. This is for what? Even japaha, etc. comes here as the, in fact, the, to ward off, remove the obstacle in the form of vikshepaha. Is it clear now? Vikshepaha. That is why puja enna pannum. Okay, what will the worship do? Worship, prayer will help you. Worship and prayer done with proper understanding, and also japam. Oral japaha or manasaha japaha. All these things will help you get rid of this vikshepaha. Why vikshepa? I'm telling you. So, in fact, I can say this. Suppose if we do, then again, the upasanam also, just the meditation, just the meditation, meditating upon a given name or a given form, and this is meditation is the best to get rid of vikshepa. But if you are not able to meditate, then we have all these things, kayikam karma, or vachikam karma, or manasam karma, wherein you just sing in praise of the Lord, okay, you do the puja by offer flowers, etc., then Bhagavan is the only object of focus, then it becomes meditation, as good as meditation, the pre-preparation for meditation. It's not your karma yoga here, just I'm talking about just the puja here. And then if you do japam also becomes what? It's a manasam karma, isn't it? It can be oral activity or a mental activity. And manasa japaha is better than oral japa, more effective than the oral japa. Manasa japaha can help serve as meditation. And even better than manasa japaha is what? He just says, no, just unbroken flow of thoughts, the meditation. This is better. So this meditation is upasanam. Is it clear now? Therefore, meditation helps you to get rid of vikshepaha, mental restlessness and agitation. Is it clear? This is vikshepa. Now, this is the second part of the Veda. Upasana kandaha prescribes upasanam. Karma kandaha prescribes karma yoga. For what? This, to remove these two obstacles. The third pratibandha is what? Avaranam. See, without having removed the two obstacles, you cannot proceed to the removal of the third. You are supposed to proceed to the third obstacle. Understand? Shastram expects that. Only then Upanishad study will work. But at least now we are understanding this order, isn't it? And the third obstacle is what? Avaranam. Avaranam means cover, I told you. What is it, avaranam? There is no other avaranam. Okay? Ignorance is the only avaranam. Ignorance is the cover which covers happiness and fullness. What do we mean by that? No, ignorance is like a cover, means what? Not knowing what happiness is the cover. That's why always ignorance is likened to darkness. Look at this, darkness likened to ignorance. Suppose if there is only darkness here, if you walk into this room, and Binaji says, come, please go and sit in the chair. You are looking for the chair, searching for the chair. So even though there are 4, 5, 6 chairs around here in this room, you are not able to find a chair. Chair is there or not? Chair is very much there. You are not able to find, locate a chair. Why? You know, your eyes are not blind. You are not blind. You have very good vision. Very good. Now you can see very well. Eyes are very okay. The chairs are also not one chair. There are 5, 6 chairs. Sofas are there. And she's asking, sitting and standing in the kitchen, go, please take a seat, please take a seat. And you have entered the room, completely dark here. You're searching for the chair. Why? Because darkness covers objects. Darkness covers. Darkness is the avaranam, understand, of objects. Darkness is the avaranam of the object. Is very much the chair is not one chair, so many chairs and sofas are there. But you are not able to find one. Now that you are blind, if you are blind, we can say somebody has to come and help. Because you can't find yourself, because you are blind. We are not blind. We have very good vision. Distortion free vision. And we also have nice specs. No, all powerful glasses we are wearing. Even has some power. Still are not able to find, locate, because darkness covers. In darkness, we cannot see the objects. Why? That is the nature of darkness. Understand? Why does nature, darkness do this? Look at this. Covering the thing, objects, is the nature of darkness. That is why always ignorance is what? Likened, no? Always darkness likened to? You mean that likened to darkness? Darkness of ignorance, we say. Similarly, understand now, similarly, ignorance also covers. Covers. If you do not know what the word happiness means, actually, then it is as good as not knowing, not having it, isn't it? You do not know what it is. As good as not having it. Therefore, if you know what it is, understand, so what is removed here? Now, this avaranam has to be removed. Obstacle of avaranam has to be removed. Avaranam is in the home, cover is in the home of what? Ignorance, isn't it? So ignorance has to be removed. Abba, the ignorance is to be removed. So how it can be removed? Very, very subtlest obstacle. Okay? Very carefully it has to be removed. Therefore, you need what? You need, what is that which can remove? Jnana kandaha. Jnanam alone can remove this cover of ignorance, isn't it? Therefore, you to unveil this cover, to discover, you need what? Therefore, jnana kandaha is prescribed. Jnana kandaha is there which best with the knowledge with which you can remove this obstacle of avaranam. Therefore, all these obstacles are removed. That's all. Nothing are bringing in. Look at this. Are you bringing in knowledge here? No. Are you creating happiness? Are you creating knowledge? No. You only remove, that's all. You only remove the obstacles. Very beautiful this is, isn't it? You remove malam by karma yoga. You remove vikshepa by upasana. You remove the avaranam by jnanam. Therefore, you need this. You have this. Jnana kandaha, Upanishad. Jnana kandaha kinds of Upanishads. That is why, but now, okay, where is this? How to remove this? How to remove this avaranam, the obstacle, third obstacle, very subtle, fine, no, obstacle. How to remove it? And here, so Upanishads have what? Upanishads contain the knowledge. Upanishads contain the knowledge. Upanishads contain the wisdom. But Upanishads contain, if you simply take the book of Upanishad and keep it under my head, sleep like a pillow, all the Upanishads put together in one big bag, everyday sleep, then can they remove my ignorance? They jnana, no, even if I try to read, I don't know how to, I'm not understanding. Because, look at this, Upanishads all have treasure house of jnanam. They have the knowledge. If there is very much butter in milk, just by having milk, butter will not come to your hand. You have to extract it, isn't it? The extraction involves what? Process, okay, the method of extracting butter from the milk. In India, we have the proper method. And here, method means people are very easy. Everything is machine. Put in the, they get it. We have to know. There's a method of process. Extracting butter from the milk. There's a method of, you know, extracting. It has everything. But how to extract it? That is why the method of extracting is very important. The know-how of extracting is very important. The one who knows, one who has the key, one who knows the method of extraction, no, from the Upanishads, this knowledge is what is the Guru. That is why Guru also is very important here. Teacher is very, very important in tradition. One who knows the method of extraction, how to handle the words, how exactly to make, give, tell what first, what not first, what to say next, so that it will not create any ambiguity, any vagueness in the mind of the student. It will clearly take you towards the thing. When you say jnana kandam, when you say the jnana kandaha consists of what? Upanishads. Jnana kandaha of the Veda, which is called Veda Anta Shastram. Why it is ante given? Why not initially given? Because without mala vikshepa, without mala removal, vikshepa removal, avana removal is not possible. That is why first law be karma kanda, and enough, big also, quite good part of the portion of upasana kanda, and it's like small thin portion of jnana kanda, Vedanta. Amazing, isn't it? You don't need Upanishads. Jnana kanda is not as huge as the karma kanda. You know that. Jnana kanda is the smallest part of Veda. Jnana kandam, compared to other part, two parts, two sections of the Veda, is small part. Jnana kandaha is the smallest part of the Veda. Biggest portion of the Veda is karma kanda. And middle upasana kanda is really little smaller than jnana kanda, but much bigger than jnana kanda. But jnana kanda is the smallest of these three portions or three parts of the Veda. Why last? And it is said to be the shiraha. No, Veda shiras. Veda shiraha. Shiro ratnam. All is said to be Veda shiras. Upanishad. Why? This will take care of the surgery, okay, of what? Very cataract of the mind, okay. Very carefully it has to be done. Ignorance has to be removed. Upanishads. And there again, why the word upa, I tell you, the word, I'm giving you all these things because again, to remind you, because to prepare you for the next portion is nothing, all about karma, very simple. And after the section, the second part of the Upanishad is going to be going to talk only about the Swarupam of Brahman, the answer for the question. Understand? That is why it's going to give simple, why karma kanda is discussed again, I'm talking this much. Why karma is again discussed in the second part, second section of the Upanishad. That's why I'm giving you this much. I want you to understand this, what is malam vikshepaha navarnam? And here Upanishad, when you say upa near, and which implies guru upasadhanam or guru upasattihi, approaching the teacher, is implied by this prefix upa. Why guru upa itself insists, emphatically expresses a student approaching the teacher, is implied by the word upa. Why guru is so important? I told you, this obstacle of avaranam can be removed, cover can be, it discovered. The ajnanam is covering, not anything else, not any other cover. Ignorance is the cover here. So this ignorance, the cover of ignorance has to be dispelled. Understand? For which you need what? Knowledge. And for that knowledge is vast available, is all in Upanishad. But how can a knowledge is available there? Can I take it myself? That is not possible. Butter can be in the milk, but there's a method, a process of extracting butter from the milk. No, first make it, process it, make it yogurt, then add water to the yogurt, then churn it. No, as you churn, and you had this method also, how long you should churn. And you have to wait, okay? Then, navaneetam, okay? The water will come up. You will get it. This is a method of the process of extracting it. Similarly, Upanishad also contains wisdom, knowledge, but it has to be extracted. And the one who knows the method of extracting that knowledge from the Upanishads, one who knows how to use these words, how to handle the words of Upanishads, is the one guru. Therefore, guru is very important. So, avarna nivrittihi is not possible without approaching a teacher. Avarna nivrittyartham, one has to study Upanishad patanam kuryat, and Upanishad patanartham gurum eva abhigachet. Okay, one should really approach a teacher. That is implied by, emphasized by the word upa. And next is ni. Ni. Ni stands for what? Ni means nischaya jnanam, definite knowledge. Definite knowledge. Definite knowledge means what? Doubt-free knowledge of what fullness is, what happiness is, what the reality is. Because fullness and happiness and reality are not two different things. Knowing the self is knowing the reality. Knowing the reality is knowing what fullness is. Therefore, understand now, that is a definite. For you, the self, the meaning of the word I, that are the truth of the universe, or fullness, are not different things. Three different, they're one and the same. Because swarupam of the truth is fullness, and the self is the truth, none other than the truth. Therefore, swarupam of the self is fullness. Knowing the self is knowing what fullness is, discovering what fullness is. Therefore, the dridha jnanam, nischaya jnanam, no, doubt-free knowledge is what? Ascertained knowledge is implied by the prefix ni. The particle ni here. Nischaya jnanam. And why nischaya jnanam? And here we say there are two things. Samshayaha. See, the two things will always, when two things are there, you do not have nischaya jnanam. Samshayaha, doubt. Viparyayaha means unhealthy emotional habits or unhealthy emotional, unhealthy thoughts, called viparyayaha. Look at this. Our mind has its own natural habits are there. Natural habits. And we are really making efforts here. Samshayaha has to go. Doubts should be eliminated. So, the upa implies approaching the teacher and listening to the teacher with all politeness and humility, without interfering, without talking back, without saying anything back, with all listening for length of time. Understand now, shravanam. Now, sadhi samshayaha will be removed by what? Mananam. Repeatedly listening and clarifying the doubts is what now? Mananam. Mananam will help you get over samshayaha, doubt. And this unhealthy emotional habits means unhealthy thinking, because helpless we are. Sometimes thoughts come like that. Thoughts, go from one thing to other thing, and we have the habit of building up thoughts. We want to do it. We are helpless. It's like, we eat food, and then we want to put on weight. Okay, It's very natural. It puts on. It puts on. We don't put on. Okay. Like that here thinking also. And then we want to think that way. No, we see things, we hear things, we smell about things, and our mind starts scheming and planning and connecting. Oh, I saw Rupal wearing orange color bangle, stone bangle, and I think, oh, and then I know she went, immediately I think, oh, she went for a cruise. Oh, she was, one other Swami also was there, so they must have brought something, sold in the shop. Like that, nothing goes from, I think she must have met other people also from Harrow, whom I know. They also went the same cruise. Oh, in their house, I saw there's a big apple tree, okay? And those apples are also very red in color. I tell you, her neighbor is very, very bad person. Like this, it goes like that. My God, it can go from one thing to other thing. Not that we want to think that way. That is the nature of the mind, okay? It's not a healthy way of thinking, unhealthy way of thinking. And unhealthy means that we want to be unhealthy. That is the natural, the mind is not very healthy mind, okay? Therefore, that ill health of the mind has to be taken care of. It's called building up, okay? And sometimes simply there's nothing wrong about it. And sometimes also, when I think of some person, something, and that all the thoughts which go about that person, go with the thinking of the person, our experience of with the person we had, always result in aversion also. You know, oh my God, what that person did, this person did, let the things go like that. This sort of, all these things are very natural for any mind to have. If the head is there, headache is natural. Similarly, mind is there, it is very natural for the mind to have such unhealthy thinking, helplessness, okay? We are helpless in terms of entertaining such thoughts. It goes from, it need not be any thing. Simply it goes, take you from one place and we cannot be in one place. It goes like that. These are unhealthy habits of the mind, or you can say thinking. And this is called viparyayaha. And as long as viparyayaha always obstructs. Therefore, this viparyayaha, for to get rid of this viparyayaha, what do we have? Nididhyasanam. So, understand now? Nididhyasanam will help you what? Get rid of viparyaya. So Nididhyasanam, what? I'm not talking about Nididhyasanam here. Okay? But to do Nididhyasanam, you should have understood what already the truth, isn't it? You must have got the knowledge of the reality without any doubt. For which you must have done what? Shravanam and Mananam. Look at this. I am same thing what I told you earlier. I am putting it little differently now. What is viparyayaha? What is samshayaha? A samshayaha, therefore, nischaya jnana means knowledge which is free from samshayaha and viparyayaha. So, shravana, manana, nididhyasanam are implied by upa and ni. Upa and ni, in Upanishad itself we have not completed, okay? Upa and ni itself, these two prefixes, okay? Upa and ni stand for, you know, approaching the teacher and having definite knowledge implies what? The removal of samshaya, imply having done shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam, by which you have removed what? Samshayaha and viparyayaha. Nididhyasanam. So constantly focusing your attention on the nature of the self, the attention of the mind is not available for having such building up of thoughts. Isn't it? Samshaya viparyaya. Therefore, sad, we come to the next sat. Upanishad, if you take Upanishad, if you say, actually the word is Sad. Sad means avasadhanam, nashanam. Nashanam, putting an end, destroying, annihilating. It destroys what now? The definite knowledge or wisdom which destroys ignorance and the ignorance born, ignorance caused all other problems involved in samsara. Therefore, Upanishad means what? Knowledge. Knowledge of the self which removes ignorance and ignorance born, ignorance caused samsara. Kundodu kailashatukku anuppu. Okay? Not only ignorance, once ignorance is taken care of, all the things will be removed. Is it clear now? So these things we will elaborate in later on. Samshayaha, viparyayaha, all those things I'll be touching again, I'll be explaining. I've given you in a nutshell today what it is, what Upanishad is all about. Why? The entire Veda is said to be Shruti Mata. Now you can understand. Shruti is always likened to Mata. Veda is likened to Veda Mata. Never say Veda Pita. Look at this. Veda is never said to be Pita, always Veda Mata. Why? Because anyway, I don't know. Tradition itself accepts, you know. Mother knows the child very well. More than a father, I think. I don't know. That is why Mata means knows the need of the child. Supposed to know the need of the child, no? Whatever the child needs. Similarly, Veda knows what this mind needs now. Okay, first, Vedas always there to help you discover fullness, which is your own Swarupam. Look at this. You have it, but still you are searching for it. You are suffering. Having it, you are suffering. Being the richest man, you are begging of the bowls, you know, begging on the roads. My God, look at this. It's like, our life is like that. Richest man, richest person, having so many bank balance, so much a bank balance, but begging with the bowls, begging bowls on the road, like a beggar. What is this? This man can't go and draw his own money in the bank and live like a king. He's not able to, because he doesn't know where he has accounts and how much he has, whether he has. Poor, isn't it? Look at this. If not knowing, is like as good as being a beggar. The Shastra knows, no? I had to help this person discover. How to discover, help discover. But all these problems are there. First what? Malam. So, mala nivrittihi, karma yogena, vikshepa nivrittihi, upasanena. And ajnana nivrittihi, avarana nivrittihi, no? Jnanena. There again, for jnanartham, guru upagachet. Guru meva abhigachet, so may go to. Guru, very important, you can't just take from Upanishad everything. You need to know how to extract that wisdom. No? That is why you have to go to the guru and you have to listen to the teacher, shravanam. And once you have shravanam and repeated listening will help you to have what? Mananam. Samshaya, all your doubts should be removed also. Samshaya should go. And then, viparyeha, even the doubt goes, still, what? That's why people ask, no? I understood very well. I know Brahman, but still I'm unhappy. That means, still you have viparyeha. It's a good thing you know Brahman. It's much better than people who do not know Brahman at all. But why? Having known Brahman, why still I am not happy? Still I don't seem to be a person of fullness. Still I am as good as I used to be before. No. I'm as good as how I was before. I'm still the same person. Unhappy person, complaining person. No, what is this? I've known. Hey, still viparyeha is there. Your problem is what? Viparyaya. We can tell, no, diagnose exactly where the problem is. Okay, first you say, okay, mal nivrittihi, come on, karma yoga. Vikshepa nivrittihi, upasanam. That is why japam, we have, for vikshepa nivritti, we have japa. Japam is the best thing, because we can't really go for all the prescribed meditation techniques, no. That's why japa is the best thing. Manas japa. That is why Om Namah Shivaya chant only one nama. Many times like that, we say that. One mantra. Understand now? The vikshepa nivritti. Doing all these things, then ajnana nivritti. Viparyaya, no? Viparyaya is the problem. Viparyaya, nischaya jnanam is still not there. Jnanam is there, nischaya jnanam is not there. Why? Viparyaya has to go. Understand? That's why nididhyasanam. And then, therefore, it has. You say Upanishad means sad avasadhanam, destruction, therefore putting an end, avasadhanam. Now puts an therefore, what is it? So knowledge of the truth, which puts an end to ignorance, which destroys ignorance for good, and the ignorance born samsaraha, involving lots of problems of life. Therefore, this is Upanishad. And here, therefore, and one has to be, the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge must be such that one shan't get distracted at all. Then, I tell you, the study of Upanishad will really be effective. Otherwise, to make the study more effective and to be more focused, to be more interested, to be more inclined, to make it more effective and to really to benefit more from the study of Upanishads. Or basically, one must be 100% totally committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Because I have nothing else to do, it should not become a priority. No, I know the value of it. No, then I committed. And to really, to make you discover that commitment in you, Upanishad has to talk about the limitation of karma. You should know, jnanat eva kaivalyam, na karmana. Okay? Karma is something very important in one's life to do, because only by doing karma, you can convert the karma into yoga. That is the only way you can get off the mala, the pratibandha of mala. Listen, the problem of malam. But karma itself, mala nivritti itself is not enough for discovering fullness. Without mala nivritti, there is no way of discovering fullness. But mala nivritti itself is not for fullness, isn't it? Are you attaining anything here? No. You're only removing. Look at this. You're not gaining anything here. You're only removing the obstacles here. First mala nivrittihi, removal of malam. Then what? Then vikshepa nivrittihi. Then avarana nivrittihi. All these three are removed. You only discover what is already there. You are not even attaining knowledge. Understand now? Discovering, you can say attain, as though it's attained. You are not attaining Brahman. You are attaining fullness, happiness. Look at this. You don't attain fullness. Do you attain fullness? No. Do you gain fullness? No. You gain the knowledge of fullness, isn't it? So the fullness and pure knowledge, pure consciousness are one and the same. They are not two different things. Understand? That is a paramburule aridale adidalna. So you don't attain anything here. These three are removed, just the flow. And then you are, what now? Fountain, kind of joy. And from you, fullness will be flowing everywhere. That is what is love. Okay, the unobstructed flow of fullness, expression of fullness is love. That is why three things are to be removed. Then the Upanishad study needs a very special commitment. Then, only then, because this will be effective. So in between, to make you realize the value of knowledge and the limitation of karma. Shastra never says uselessness of karma. No. The limitation of karma should be very clear, that what karma cannot do. Karma merely performed without Purushartha Nischaya will make you remain bound forever. Karma performed with understanding of the limitation, of karma, with Purushartha Nischaya, will become yoga. It help you remove the mala, malatyagaha. To remove the malam, the impurities of the mind. But karma itself is not enough. Knowledge alone, nischa jnanam, you need. Therefore, to be committed to the knowledge of knowledge, his shastram in between, this Upanishad, having given everything in a nutshell, the second section Upanishad introduces, talks about karma, to know the limitation of karma, what it cannot do.